Okay, so I do apologize, guys, for not being able to put the first 2 hours of this game up on Joystick. Because DP did it, and of course he can't be part of Joystick because of all the legal stuff. But it is on BitChute, and you guys can check it out there. There's some kind of weird policy going on with BitChute, but I don't think it'll affect these games. So, I don't think we have anything to worry about on that front. And, well, it's more the UK. I don't think it'll affect BitChute, but I don't know. I have no idea. So, I don't see anything. I did ask about this law. I'm seeing if there's anything, and nope. Alright. Nothing. Okay, so I haven't got anything from them yet, but when I do get something from them, I asked if I'd have to get rid of my Not Safe for Work content there. If that happens, well, it'll suck, but I don't think that'll happen. Just some new policies that the UK is doing. They're basically trying to ban, like, darker fetishes, like we've done in some of the games, you know? So, yeah. Even though it's not real, the UK might get upset, but of course, BitChute's in a league of its own, so I have no idea how they're gonna handle it. But, we'll see. We'll see. When the shoe drops, or excuse me, when the other shoe drops, I'll let you guys know. So far, though, games like this should be okay. Should be! I mean, he did get drugged and poisoned, so that would probably fall under. It's gonna be really weird. But anyway, let's continue. I'm sorry about... It's fine. Like I said in the beginning, we all deserve a second chance. Might be too early to start kissing on her, though. There's other girls in the game, man. It's not just her. Oh? Ha ha. Couldn't keep your hands away. Hell no. I just wanna smoke good, drink good, eat good, sleep good, be good. I just wanna. So, are you ready or? Just 2 seconds, will ya? I haven't been with a girl in so long. It would be wrong to not take it all in. Damn. Mm-hmm, I know, and it's not like I do this every day, but will you... Ah, oh, there she goes! I like this rapper. This dude's on some real shit. Let me get out of this brawl. This is awesome. Did you just... So, no pogo for me. Oh, we're doing the pogo, alright. Man, these adult games are really getting good as far as the graphics. You like being on top? No, I love it. You're close. Give me the pogo finale. Let me see that pogo finale. Hell yeah. So tell me, is this where it gets awkward? No, it doesn't have to, does it? Not really, unless... we take the fact that you didn't last all that long. Hey, it's been a while, okay? And you didn't come before me. Excuse me, you did come before me! Wanna make sure that that's said. Just needs a bit of elbow grease. But it's growing on me. The hell? Ow! That's gonna leave a mark. We gotta stop meeting like this. Hey! Don't worry about me, I'm fine. You didn't hit any important places. Are you okay? So tired. But I won't... let you take me back in! Mother of... just think happy thoughts. The pain will be gone by Tuesday. And she's gone. And now you hit all the important places at once! Yeah, it's time for bed. Cowabunga! This is still amazing. And I had no dreams tonight either. Are you okay out there? I hope I'm not interrupting anything important. Hi. And sorry for being a bit... indecent. Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. My eyesight is not what it used to be, and I broke my glasses long ago. Well, thank God for that. I mean, how can I help you? I'm Maud. I believe you've met my husband, Freddy. I have, yes. He told me you helped him down at the docks when you arrived. I did. He mentioned his back was giving him a hard time. Remember that? And thank you very much for the cupcakes, by the way. Don't mention it. I love to cook, and I have nobody to cook for anymore. And I brought some fresh homemade cookies for you today. That's very nice of you. Let me swim ashore and get a bit more decent. Take your time, sweetie. Don't want you to go pulling a hamstring now. I don't think her eyesight's as bad as she says it is. Thanks for the cookies, Maud. Give my best to Freddy. No problem, sweetie. Maybe I should buy her a pair of glasses as thanks for the baking. But I have no idea what strength she needs. Well, I could finish up the trailer now. Or drop by the hotel. I'm not supposed to be there until tomorrow, but... if she's there at all, that is. There she is. I'm sorry you feel that way. Of course, I can do better. Hi, Lynn. Grim? We don't have an appointment today, do we? I think you're day early. Oh no, I just wanted to drop in and say hi. I would love it if you could show me around the place. Hold on. Let me see. Let's see what else we got here. No. I can familiarize myself. Nothing wrong with showing a bit of interest in the job interview. Okay, so it's the same. There's Lynn. I'm sorry you feel that way. Of course, I can do better. Hi, Lynn. Grim? We don't have an appointment today, do we? I think you're a day early. Oh no, I just wanted to drop in and say hi. If you have a moment, maybe you can show me around. That's a nice initiative, but I'm afraid I'm stuck here. No problem, I can come back tomorrow as agreed. Oh, hang on, let me check something. We have people starting their shift soon, so I might be able to do that. If you don't mind waiting a little bit, that is. Sure thing, I can wait. Feel free to relax in the bar while you wait. And I'll be over shortly. We'll do that, thanks. Nice bar. Are we going to have a problem? Oh, you. Well, are we? That's entirely up to you. Then we don't have a problem. Asshole. Not you. I meant the guy back there. She looks familiar. I know I've seen her somewhere. Oh! I know. Oh, it's you from the club yesterday. The erotic dancer. A fanboy. Great. Tell you what, if you buy me a drink, I'll tell you all the details. Sure, I can buy you a drink when the bartender shows up, that is. Okay, so first, much of what you see isn't real. I mean, it's real, but there's also makeup. Well, duh. Yeah, we put makeup on all the private parts. And no, I don't do this because I'm piss poor. I like it. I dance because there's something exhilarating about dancing on stage and controlling a crowd. The weirdest request I ever had was to do a private strip show. But the guy I was supposed to dance for told me I didn't even have to dance. His wife had left him and he just wanted to talk to a woman. It's actually more common than you think, guys. And no, I don't fuck for money. So, did I cover all the usual questions? That's all well and good, but I wasn't actually going to ask you any of those. I was going to ask how you were. You looked a bit down. Yeah, my glass is still empty. It sounds like you've had plenty already. Heh. Drink a glass of juice instead. Helps later on. You know, you sound just like someone I used to know. Sounds like a smart person. I'm obviously disturbing you, so I'll leave you to it. I'd just like to say that your dancing was phenomenal, even with clothes on. You looked absolutely dashing. Exactly. How'd you know I was gonna say that? A hunch. As I said, I'll leave you to it. Maybe I can get a hold of the bartender for you. There should be one around. This is a hotel, after all. Are you? And if that diamond ring is lost? I'm sorry, I thought you were someone else. Not that it would be possible. Mama will buy a new one, no matter the cost? No! Fuck, did I do something wrong? Please, I'm sorry. Elektra? You look like him. You talk like him. Hell, you even smell like him. You use words only he would know. But you can't be him. He would never use that name. Because he would know my real name is Samantha. And because I saw him die with my own eyes. This is just too weird. I obviously have a double somewhere. You look like you could use a drink. I feel like I could use a drink. Did you try to hook up with her or something? She was certainly in a rush. What happened? I have no idea, honestly. She seemed a bit down, so I tried cheering her up. That didn't work. All of a sudden, she starts singing this nursery rhyme, and then she freaked out because I knew the words, too. Oh, I love nursery rhymes. I used to sing them to myself all the time when I was a little girl. Which one? It's just what Mom used to sing to me every night at bedtime. You probably don't know it. Hush, little baby. Of course I know that one. Everyone does. So? What do you mean, so? Sing it. I want to hear. Seriously, you want me to sing it to you? Here? Nodding. I can't believe you're making me do this. And I can't sing for shit. It's a nursery rhyme. Come on. I'll sing every second verse, okay? Fine. Oh my god. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, Mama's gonna buy you a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring is lost, Mama will make a new one no matter the cost. I don't remember that part. Yeah, no, that's not how it goes. What do you mean? That's how Mom sang it every night. Your mom must have sung her own version, but it's still not how it goes. It goes like this. And if that diamond ring turns brass, Mama's gonna buy you a looking glass. Now you're just pulling my leg. No, I'm not. Google it if you don't believe me. Let me check ChatGPT. I will. I don't see. What the hell? You're right. The version Mom used to sing isn't anywhere. Told you. And Mom's version is even weirder later on. How? I'm not even gonna sing that. But how did she know the words then? Your mom? No, the girl just left. I think I'll have that drink now. Or actually, make it a double. I have no idea how she knew the words to the version Mom used to sing. Electra or Samantha or whatever her name is. I have to try to contact her somehow. Whoa! No way! The actual ones? The originals? That's so cool! And expensive, but hot damn, I want them! Leap of fake. Funny slippers. Original price $1,249. Now only $999. One day. Yeah, that thing won't budge. It really won't! Talking outside. Man, the boss is gonna be thrilled about this. He is. But we were lucky she's almost passed out. That could have gone very badly. Why does that guy look like Jimmy Lee from Double Dragon? No, I'm serious. He literally does. He's even got the weird blonde hair, kind of orange haircut. You guys know what I'm talking about. And the same jacket. That's literally freaking Jimmy Lee from Double Dragon. Speaking of passed out, think we could have had a little fun? A little fun? You know, I don't think she'd object. The fuck is wrong with you, man? I'm just thinking aloud. Well, keep your fucked up thoughts to yourself. Besides, the boss would skin you alive. Everything okay there? None of your business. Go back inside. Forget we ever existed and you'll be fine. Sure, a few days ago I might have done just that. But you know, I've changed a bit these last few days. And honestly, I don't think I'd get any sleep if I didn't make sure things actually are okay. Listen, I know how it looks, but we're bringing her home. She's a friend and she had way too much to drink. So we'll just be on our way and everything is fine. What he said, just with a fuck off at the end. I can't do that just because you say so. Because there are too many things wrong with this picture. So you don't mind if I make sure she's okay, do you? There's no need. Okay, that's it. Time for you to take a nap. No, just everyone calm down. I know how it looks, but I can promise you, this girl is not nice. If she's nice or not, that isn't relevant. I still want to make sure she's fine. Are you okay there? Just say anything. Yeah, I'm calling the police. Fine, asshole, I warned you. You're on your own. I gotta watch that girl. Not a problem. Always going for a fight. I guess that confirms things are definitely not okay. I could say I won't enjoy this, but that would be a lie. Wow. That was completely unexpected. I mean, I've been practicing it, but I never thought it'd actually work. Guess all those self-defense classes paid off. Wait, are you tapping out? I'll fucking murder you! Why on earth would you be threatening me from that position? Don't you realize I only need to apply a bit of pressure? And you'll be screaming in pain? Ah! Oh! Ugh! I told you! I'll fucking kill you! This is gonna be a long night. Hey guys! The fuck is that? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's... time to even the odds! What the heck? Dude, if you can contribute in any way, please do! Because I really didn't plan past jumping off the roof. Who is this? I'm loving this. You okay? Yeah, I'm good. You? Yep, ready for round two. Fuck, she's gone. Oh, you're gonna pay for that. You ready? Hell yeah. Wait. What? Look closer. I don't get it. The picture at work. Oh. You're right. Let's get the fuck out of here. Huh? Are you some kind of celebrity or something? Me? They sure took off. You sure it's not you? Thanks for jumping in there. They could have been ugly. No problem. I'm Grim, by the way. Lars, from the land of the fjords, mountains, Vikings, and trolls. Which is Norway, if your geography isn't up to scratch. Ah, that would explain the god-awful English. What are you on about? There's nothing wrong with my English. Come again? Can you repeat that in English? Well, fuck you! Man, I'm so glad the girl got away. I hope she's fine. Girl? Yeah, the girl they were carrying. Girl with a hood, black clothing. You sure you didn't take an extra hard hit to the head? That was no girl. Well, speaking of, how's your head, by the way? You took a nasty hit to it. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing valuable in there, anyway. As long as the teeth are fine, I'm good. So, am I missing a tooth? You're A-okay. How'd you see I was in trouble? It's not close to the main roads here. Tegan sent me. Tegan? Yeah, she said I should go check in with you and see if you're doing okay. Wow, send her my thanks. By the way, I brought something. Souvenirs from Norway? Not today. But maybe one of these will do? You're a lifesaver. I picked up some other stuff too, some food and such. Where do you want it? Just put it in the fridge inside, and thanks. Oh wow, you really fixed the place. Last time I had sex here, it looked way worse. Is there anyone on this island who hasn't used Sandy for their sexual pleasure? Not likely. Well, I scrubbed it down properly. I mean, sure. Or I can bring a blacklight and we'll have a glowing neon party. Hey, don't make fun of my trailer. Relax, I'm pulling your leg. And cheers! How much do I owe you for the beer and food? Really? You don't buy groceries for someone and then ask for payment afterward. Nah, consider it a moving in present. So you really like it here? I do. Anything is heaven compared to how I used to live. So you settled in for good? Yeah, think so. Maybe I'll show you around the island one day then. Why not? Well, hate to leave you alone with a beer, but I really have to get going. You enjoy the rest of the evening and don't be afraid to call if there's anything you need. Sure thing, will do. Hang on, there is something you could help me with if you've got a few minutes. Thanks, man. No problem. Some things you can't do alone. Don't forget that. Good riddance. I finally got rid of that damn dresser. Well, Jack? Ditch the boat, destroy the phone, and get a new one. I'll see you when I get there. Jack. It's been an eventful first few days. But you were right. This is absolutely the perfect place for me. I hope you get here soon, though. Safe and sound, I hope. Cheers. Of course I'm sick and tired of running too. But it's not like we have a choice, you know that. You really like him, don't you? It's not just that, it's home. I wish we could stay. I really do. I know, but I'll follow you anywhere. I care about you. I care about you too, but only if you sing that song. Not that one again. It's so silly. Please? I love it when you sing it. Okay, but only since you're asking nicely. You know the song, right? Of course I know the song, but... Sing it when he's close. Sing it? That doesn't make any sense. Just do what I say. I have big plans for you, but I have to know if you can do what you're told. So meet him again, then sing it. Of course. Good girl. We gotta try this again, because I kind of messed it up. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. If that mockingbird don't sing, oh.
Mama's gonna get you a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring is lost, Mama make a new one no matter the cost. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna burn down the whole dance world.
Okay, that's the end of the first chapter. Things are gonna get very interesting. This is a story-driven game. People that have not played Leap of Faith, do play Leap of Faith, because it's kind of a little bit tied to this. You had a dream about her, and it was not a nice dream. You did fuck her, though. The bartender at Cloud 9. You helped her in the bar when Dean and Barry tried something. You did not walk her home after Cloud 9 had sex with her or get interrupted by a roommate. You noticed her around, but nothing more than that. You haven't met her yet. You met her in the queue outside Cloud 9. She was also outside the club when you left, but you didn't interact with her. You talked to her and Paige on the docks while arriving. They were sunbathing topless on the yacht. You spent the first day with both of them and arrived at the club. You left Cloud 9 with Gina and had sex with her. You haven't met her yet. You haven't met her yet. The manager at the Mayweather Hotel, whom you met when asking about a job opportunity there. You saw her at the club. You agreed to come to the job interview. She seems to have profound love for nursery rhymes. The girl working at the dock selling fish. Not with her yet. Yet! But you guys know what I like. Outside your trailer, you saw her being dragged away. You distracted them just enough for her to get away. Oh, Paige. You talked with her and Gina on the docks while arriving. They were sunbathing. You spent the first day with them. Other than that, you don't know much about her. You haven't met her yet. You haven't met her yet. You saw her performing a striptease at the club going by the name Electra. You met her at the hotel bar and learned that her real name is Samantha. She seems to be confusing you with someone else. You ran into her at the club. Seems she was there to meet someone else. Remember, she's a Leap of Faith connection. Sin. You saw her briefly at the tech store when you were with Gina and Paige. At the club, you talked with her and it seems she's taking an interest in her, in you. She proposed a business opportunity, but I wasn't allowed to do it. You ran into her at Cloud 9. You haven't met her yet. You haven't met her yet. Your mom, who died in a car crash when you were 12 years old, but it's recently been showing up in your dreams. She founded the company Uni Pharmaceuticals, which became hugely successful during the 20 years she ran it, and where your father, Aiden West, was also given a leading position after they married. The company was since renamed the West Industries after her death, and your father now acts as the CEO. It's a lot of interesting stuff going on, guys. And again, most of these girls we haven't met yet. But here is chapter 2. Hey, where are you going? Okay, things are going to get more into the story, and we're not going into that yet because I need to get ready for bed. Alright guys, so I will see you guys next, tomorrow. Tomorrow with more Euphoria. Stay tuned. I'm out.